some folks in Michigan are not so sure. From Axios, a focus group of Michigan swing voters who backed Biden in 2020 unanimously won a 2024 primary challenger expressing concerns about the president's age, mental acuity, and fitness to serve. This, the work of our friend Rich Tao, the president of Engages, who joins me now to discuss. Hey, Rich, welcome back. Tell me about these Michigan swing voters.
Good morning, Michael. So we did focus groups on Tuesday evening with 13 Trump to Biden swing voters across the state of Michigan. And what we found is that all of them, all 13, want to see President Biden challenge for the Democratic nomination next year.
What does that mean, they want him challenged?
They want to see someone run against him in the Democratic primary. They don't want him to have a free pass.
They want him. Okay, they don't want him to have a free. In the end, might they still vote for him? Is it that they want to see him tested to make sure what exactly his condition is?
It's less about the testing, I think, and more about the fact they just don't. They really are not eager to have him run again. I mean, one of the respondents said to me, you know, it's important if you want to keep Democrats in office to have him challenged because a lot of his own party doesn't really trust him, and so there's a trust issue there. It's tremendous.
So, Rich, we've explained many, many times to the folks every time you're here that some might listen and say, well, wait, it's a dozen people. Who cares? This is a qualitative analysis rather than a quantitative analysis. Explain the difference. What's the whole purpose of what you do?
So the purpose of what we do is to understand why people think what they think, as opposed to a poll that shows how many people think something. So we've had recent polls, and I'm sure you reported on them, that about 60% of Democrats don't want Biden to run next year. So this poll, I wanted to go a little deeper and say, well, how far does it go? Do they think he should be challenged for the Democratic nomination? Is that how strongly they feel about it? And so what we uncovered is, yeah, that's the fact. And in fact, one other thing that we uncovered the other night was really interesting. I always ask the hypothetical, if Trump were running against Biden tomorrow, who would you take? So in this crowd, these are Trump to Biden voters. So 10 of them would take Biden and 3 would take Trump under that scenario. But then I posited a different one. Imagine that Biden is challenged next year by a generic, white, middle-aged, male, mainstream conservative governor. Who would you take in that scenario? No name, it's just an abstract, a silhouette up against Biden. 8-5, they would take the Republican.
They don't want Trump. They don't want Trump. And if it's Trump and Biden, then they'd rather go with Biden.
Yes, but really a fight to the bottom.
But they're right, not to the top. Yeah, but they're hoping it's going to be somebody other than Biden.
Someone other than Biden and someone other than Trump. All of them said that they want neither of them to run next year.
And Rich, among these swing voters in Michigan who had been Trump voters in 2016, then went for Biden in 2020, is it all about his health or are there other concerns? Like what's the comment that you most often hear from them about his frailty or his age, or is it something about policy?
It is about the frailty. It is about the age. One other thing I did, Michael, for the first time is I asked people what they think the ideal age for a president should be on election day. The average age that people gave me was 54.
54.
And then I asked, what's the oldest acceptable age on election day? They told me 65. So you got Biden, who would be 81, almost 82 at the next election day, and Trump would be 78. That's why they don't want these guys.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of what Nikki Haley said in her announcement of 2 days ago when she talked about a mental acuity test for those who are 75 and older.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rich, I'm always interested in your work. Thank you so much for being here to give us the Cliff's Note version.
But thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate it.
Rich Tao is the president of Engages. And of course, TC, that comment that Nikki Haley made was then picked up on by Don Lemon, who said that he thought women were in their prime in their 20s or 30s or 40s.
Oh, are we getting to that?
He's